Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're here with Russ Dorsey in the house.
Hello.
Major League Baseball insider, works for Apple TV Plus as well, here in Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And let's reset some of the big Bears news of the day.
What you got?
About this? For the third week in a row, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week involves a Bears game. This time it's the Bears quarterback, Caleb Williams, after his 298-yard, four-touchdown performance against the Cowboys, is the NFC's Offensive Player of the Week. That is a first-time honor for him.
Reversal of fortune, reversal of fate. How many sacks did he take in that game?
Zero.
How many times did he turn the ball over?
Zero.
How many pre-snap procedural penalties did they have in that game?
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Love that.
Like that. Take that with you to Vegas.
That's great.
Put some money on it.
Against your former head coach, too.
That's what you want to see. I was watching that game on Sunday, and I'm like, all right, man.
Look at you fully vested.
Show me. I had an afternoon free, you know, so as I do on Sundays when I'm in town, I turn the beloved on. I wasn't going to be mad if they lost, but it's the way that you would lose that would make me mad.
Because you saw what happened the week before.
Correct. And so for them to come out the way they did, the play calling by Ben Johnson is creative. It played to their strengths. They moved the chains. They got a lot of people involved. DJ was involved. Rome was involved. We finally got to see Luther Burden get involved in the offense in a big way. That's what you want to see. That's the progression where it's like, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Because I watched the Lions on Monday night, and I saw how their offense worked when it's on all cylinders. Like, they were dialing up some, I can't say the word,
on
but
the
they
road.
Were dialing it up. Yeah.
On the road.
The double toss on the goal line for the touchdown. Like, so that's what I'm hoping this turns into eventually, where it's like, now we could just throw some wild stuff at you that you just like, just leave people in awe.
Well, that, yeah, that flea flicker was an example of that. When you saw that play happen,
when I saw the ball go in the air, I said, Caleb is about to get his head knocked off right now, because you have to wait for the ball to come down.
It was floating, right?
Yes, you have to wait the ball to come down for 2 seconds, but beautiful pass by Caleb. Might be the nicest deep ball we've seen since Jay.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't going to see it out of Trubisky.
Like, Jay Cutler,
we saw a couple out of Justin
Jay Cutler
Fields,
was
but they
frustrating
just didn't
for
land.
A million reasons, but he had maybe the most beautiful deep ball we've seen in the city ever. And that's what you saw out of Caleb, where it allowed Luther Burden to just run right underneath it, make the play, walk into the end zone.
Justin Fields had a couple of nice deep balls. He just wasn't allowed to throw very often.
That's unfortunate.
Not like that he wasn't. You know that.
No, but it's nice to see that stuff work for you.
Trubisky threw one ball that I thought in the playoff game against the Saints would have been caught by Javon Wims. But you're right. Sure. The fact that we can name
him.
The fact that we can name like four or five of these off the top of our heads is kind of the idea.
Right. So, yeah, I love the offensive play calling.
Okay. I want you to come on to this bandwagon, which is still open.
Okay.
I think the bye week is going to be the cutoff, guys.
Okay.
Ray, Robbie. Everyone at the beginning of the season said they had more confidence in the Bears' defense than the Bears' offense. And I said, that's not where we should be. We should all have more confidence in the Bears' offense than the Bears' defense. Are you with me, Russ?
Yes, because I think the thing that's going to come back and bite the Bears, as well as they play defensively on Sunday, I just don't know if they're going to get a consistent enough pass rush to keep their DBs out of trouble.
You sound like me, reincarnated in the studio. Because yeah. That's exactly what I mean, I've been saying that for years, but pass rush.
Well, it's also the run defense, too.
Yeah.
You know, this Ash and Gentry, as we mentioned in a couple segments ago, only has 144 yards rushing through three games. But the problem is the Bears' run defense right now currently ranked 26th. Frank in Oak Park called it squishy.
I think that's a good term. That description.
Yeah, that was one of Frank's finer points.
Shout out to Frank. They're going to have to probably outscore teams to win this season, which the Bears haven't had to do in a long time here. So I don't know if you're always going to be successful in that endeavor either. So I'm agreeing with you. I do think you're going to have to lean on the offense. And that doesn't always mean points. Sometimes that's going to mean, like they showed on Sunday, time of possession.
Just take the ball and hold on to it.
12 play drives, 15 play, 19 play drives that we saw in that game on Sunday. That's going to have to be their defense sometimes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
What will you do, all of you, what will you do if they come up with a 20-play drive at some point this season? Yeah, it's not that. It's not.
We're not. No, that's Robbie. That will be me in my house, butt naked, cheering for the Bears because they just had a 20-play drive that ends in a touchdown.
That's actually a decent question to everybody. Like, do the Bears this week and make you so happy that some article of clothing off your body came off?
You know what a 20-play drive means? That means you have control of the game to the point where it's like, we just gonna milk this clock and you will not get any more possessions.
No possessions for you. I think I say it because it's not a stretch. They did 19.
Against the Cowboys defense. I mean, that's the hard part. Like, I'm not trying to take away the shine. They took advantage of the opportunity that they were given. And that, if you do that in the NFL, you will make the playoffs.
But Layla, we know they're not a finished product. My thing is, I think the offense has several more levels they can go.
Oh, yeah.
And knowing that, that's why I've said it since day one. Ben Johnson, I don't know if he can head coach, but I know he can play call. And I think that's what I'm leaning on this whole way, because I know Caleb has a certain level of talent. Ben Johnson has a certain amount of moxie and obviously knowledge and creativity. Combine the two together. It might take a while for them to get on the same page. But once they are, why can't we get what we saw in Detroit? Why can't we get, I guess, what we're still seeing in Detroit?
Well, I don't think you're going to get triple option because they don't have the running back room for it.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, just
it'll
to,
be like,
you went to college in Oklahoma, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I love me some triple option.
Triple option is some Nebraska, Oklahoma run the ball stuff.
Big 12 stuff.
Big 8 stuff.
Oh, you're taking it back? Southwestern Conference stuff?
Not really, more Big 8. Yeah,
I was born. It was the Big 12.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm just saying.
I get it.
The Big 10 had 12 teams when I was a kid. Now it has like 18 teams.
So you never lived in a Big 10 10-team world?
No.
What?
No.
That makes us old. That's it.
Yeah, that is actually maybe college. It may be college conferences. The college conferences you remember is how old you are. And since, like, I remember the Southwest Conference, I'm 90 years old.
I remember when the Pac-12 did have 12 teams, and now they only have like what, 7 or 8.
I missed the Conference USA red, white, and blue divisions. That was my favorite iteration.
If the Big West is a term to you, it might be time to get blood work done.
That's fair. That's fair. Big East used to have football. That's more recent.
Really quick before we go.
Yeah.
The Bears schedule, like if you include their bye week, it's not like they don't have like world beaters on it. They have
what?
Well, Joe Burrow's not there anymore.
They have the Commanders, depending on how they play. The Saints, woof. Then you have the Ravens, the Bengals with no Joe Burrow, and their offense hasn't looked great. The Giants, the Vikings, and the Steelers.
Oh, so are you making a prediction here?
Vikings, I'm just saying they're winnable
games.
Did
you see what the Vikings did?
Guys, I said a lot more teams. There are winnable games in this next 7 weeks. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's fair. We can
I know
re-examine that with
you. If you don't beat the Saints, we need to have some conversations. That team
that's
got
fair.
Boat raced in Seattle.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm into that for sure. We will revisit that with Russ. In the meantime, hopefully we're talking some playoff baseball here next weekend and next week. That would be great.
Will you be available to talk to us? Because you know how you are sometimes. You know, like the last 2 months.
Jet set.
You mean when I've been hitting Ray like, yo, when you need me? That we don't.
That's not what happened.
I will show you the text messages. I'm like,
it was not worded in that way.
Wait a second.
Where will you be? Like, do you know? Do you have an idea of where you will be?
I will be in Chicago if the Cubs hold on to home field advantage in the wild card round next week. Then I will be in Milwaukee for the DS.
Do it for Russ.
So we'll think about it.
See, that's a better response than Ray. Ray just said straight up, we have Bears guest dog. No, you can't come on.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what he said.
Next time, hit me
up. Dump him.
We got Grody on every day. No, you can't come on. Too many mics.
Is this where I tell you we have Danny Parkins on next?
My man. Shout out to Danny.
Danny's on next. I'm Raheemy Harrison Grody. Thanks, Russ Dorsey.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Russ.
Shout out to the fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.